CollingwoodToday.ca welcomes letters to the editor. They can be sent to the community editor, Erica Engel, at erica@collingwoodtoday.ca. Please include your name, address, and contact information for verification purposes. Editor, as I watched the twists and turns of the federal election campaign, I could not help but be reminded how our democratic rights were brushed aside in Simcoe Gray a few months ago. In October 2020, the nomination race for the next provincial conservative candidate for Simcoe Gray began with a qualified and diverse group of candidates, including female and BIPOC candidates, fighting for the nomination. But after 8 months of raising money and fierce campaigning, the premier went ahead and appointed a candidate, Collingwood Mayor Brian Saunderson, to represent the riding in the provincial election next June. All that time and money wasted, not to mention the voting rights of the hundreds of party members who paid a membership fee for the exact purpose of voting for their representative. Of course, Mayor Saunderson could have declined the premier's offer, ran on his own merit and allowed the party members to make their decision. One would think this wasn't the same man who championed and still defends a taxpayer-funded, nearly $10 million judicial inquiry rooted in open and transparent governance. If party representatives can simply be appointed without the confirmation of full support from their local party members, what does the future hold for Simcoe Gray? Party leaders continue to tout the need for more diversity yet are willing to wipe out their right to compete in the democratic process, forcing them into lengthy, costly legal battles. Personally speaking, my opinion is that Mayor Saunderson wants to be your MPP, he just doesn't want to work for it. Ted Rowe, Collingwood, on.